You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Watercare has signalled a potential rates increase for Aucklanders this year, while Council balances needing funding for infrastructure during a cost of living crisis. Council has also approved a $1 million funding boost to arts and culture, which could have significant benefits to local communities. For City Counselling this week, I ask Auckland Councillor Shane Henderson about both of these topics. Watercare has said an increase in rates could be on the table. Is this likely to go through?
Yeah, I mean, it's set by the Watercare board, and Watercare operates kind of a cost recovery model, so they're not there to make a profit, right? So the rates increases largely come from kind of the debt that it has to carry to fix Auckland's water infrastructure. And there's a huge amount of capital works going on, massive pipes, all that kind of stuff. The tunnel sinkhole is one of the things that can really happen if you don't invest in our water infrastructure. So we've got to just guarantee that we have clean, safe and reliable drinking water into the future. That comes at a cost, though, and that's why central government were looking at different options to try and ease the burden, because it's kind of like we've been sailing towards an iceberg of cost, both as a city and as a whole country, really, in terms of our water, and we need solutions the government can help us out with.
How do we balance maintaining our water infrastructure without, as you say, it costing Aucklanders so much, especially in a cost of living crisis?
Yeah, 100%. We talk about water. It's like it's a thing that is needed to sustain life, right? So it's very difficult to even kind of consider the level of increases that are being talked about and kicked around, right? The problem is, look, we do need to. It's investment that's a need, not a want, right? So all the stuff that they're doing, my understanding is that they will need to do that. Some of our pipes are over 100 years old under the ground. And so this is a problem that's been long signalled as a city for a long time. But unfortunately, the solutions are kind of catching up with us now. And we need to kind of look again and sharpen our pencil to see what we can do about those potential cost increases.
Is this a consequence of Three Waters not passing, or would it be an issue regardless?
It would kind of be an issue regardless, because whether it's taxpayers or ratepayers, someone's footing the bill, right? But at the same time, look, it is somewhat a direct consequence of that not passing, because the Three Waters program, my understanding, would have held our water rates increases much lower than what's currently being proposed. So we're eagerly waiting for central government's answer, and they have committed to working on a solution. I'd like to know more about what that solution entails, and that's what we're looking at right now. So unfortunately, I can't be more clear with the listeners on that at the moment, but suffice to say we are working on it, and we're not kind of an uncaring group of people. We're working very hard to try and fix this issue.
On a nice note, Arts and Culture is getting a $1 million funding boost in Tāmaki Makaurau. Where does this arts funding generally go?
100%. So it's going to a $1 million arts boost is going to 44 different arts groups and artists that will receive support throughout the year. And, you know, this is a necessary spend, in my opinion. We need to make our city an attractive place to visit and to live and enjoy as a family and as families and people. So, you know, it's very important that we do invest in our arts and our entertainment precincts as much as anything else. I'm just delighted with this news. Obviously, it's never going to be enough. You know, we always, the arts industry always struggles to receive funding and struggles to get by on shoestring budgets. We're just happy that we can help out as much as we can.
Why is funding arts and culture in Tāmaki Makaurau important for Aucklanders?
It's crucially important, right? You need to actually enjoy the city that you live in, I suppose. We need to be building cities that we want to raise families in and we want to stay long term. With cost of living crises and with all sorts of challenges happening now, we're having record migration numbers out of the city and of the country. We want to keep our people here, and we want to make sure that they're enjoying their lives. It's really no more than that. You know, we've got to build an Auckland that everyone enjoys and loves to live in.
Arts and culture funding has been criticised as frivolous as the government focuses on cost cutting. Do you have a response to any of these kind of criticisms?
Well, it's quite the opposite. Let's imagine the counterfactual here, right? Imagine a city where there are no significant arts and culture events happening. Do you really want to live there? And if you're a young and talented person that can export your skills overseas, why would you choose to live in Auckland, right? Well, part of that is that it's an exciting place to live. And so consider this an investment, not just into kind of the parts of life that are enjoyable and meaningful ultimately in the long run, but also to keep our talent here and to grow our city. You know, it's economic development funding is not just pipes in the ground and roads. You know, it's more important. It's different stuff as well. You know, it's different, performing arts, it's all that stuff. So I would say that it's actually crucially important. We're always needing to support our groups more. But honestly, these groups, they really struggle with the budget that they have. They're already on kind of thread-bare budgets. So we just do what we can.
As you alluded to, there are obvious economic benefits to investing in the arts. Is there potential for tourism, etc., things like that, that could come out of investing in the arts?
Yeah, 100%. So our vision for Auckland has to be one where we're actually attracting people to come to us to enjoy our city, right? Taylor Swift was earlier in the year, and we had, you know, Aucklanders flying over in droves to other Australian cities to go over there, have a good time, spend the money, maybe experience a fantastic, you know, city while they're over there, and then come home. That kind of, it's not the ideal situation. We need to attract Australians and other people to come over here and spend their money here and enjoy our city, right? So, you know, the tourism industry, I'm sure, will thank us for this kind of spend that we're putting in. And, you know, in council budgets, it's kind of a drop in the bucket, right? But it's a very meaningful element for us.
That was Auckland Councillor Shane Henderson on potential rates increases and funding boosts for art in Tāmaki.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.